Hello and welcome to the Winning Post Preview podcast for the weekend of December 24. Well, the jolly fat man just about ready to slide his way down all the chimneys throughout the world, not just Australia. But we are looking forward to a good Christmas. Going to be a bit of a heat wave, I think, around many places in Australia throughout next week. But hopefully it doesn't get too hot for the races, Carl, because we've done hours of the form study to come up with plenty of winners right through the weekend, from Saturday through to the big Boxing Day Monday card. Of course, I'm Joel Marshall, if you don't know by now. John Barker is in holiday mode, I think. So it's just Carl Diorio joining me this afternoon. Carl, it's an interesting weekend, isn't it? A bit stop-start. There's only a couple of days a year we get off from racing. Christmas Day is one of them. Surely there's a meeting somewhere we can bet on.
Yeah, hopefully they've got some Class 3 at Busan or something of that nature that we can just tuck into by about 4:30 in the afternoon. But it's a busy week. It's great racing on the Saturday and the Monday. But obviously, Joel, it's nothing that's too foreign to us. We always do our plenty of hours of form study every week. So this is just water off a duck's back for us.
Just another week. Exactly right. Well, there might be some people out there that haven't done their Christmas shopping. I know I've still got a couple of presents to get. So I guess Saturday we can build that bank and we can go out to the all-night shopping centres on Saturday night and hopefully get our loved ones a big Christmas present. So how are we going to do that, Carl? We're going to find some winners at the races on Saturday. We'll kick off with Ladbrokes Park Hillside, have an 8-race card on Saturday. No black type racing, so we'll just whiz through our best and value. My best is race 7, number 5. Zorkan, who was my best last week when they scratched him. Probably should have won in Sydney last start, held up at a key stage on the corner, worked to the line well. His form beyond 2,000 metres is very consistent. I think he'll be hard to beat. I do have respect for Yogi, number 11, so if we're playing multiples and the like, I think we can include Yogi. Didn't have a lot of luck last start. My value bet is Kutalan, race 4, number 1. She loomed third up last start. Just peaked on her run. I think she's ready now, fourth up. She's also entered for the Lord Stakes on Monday at Caulfield. But I think if she runs around on Saturday, she'll go really well. And a bit of a roughie in the last race, 8, number 10, Hunting Hill. May have struck a race that's a bit hot for him. He's an injury play galloper. He's got a bit of talent. He had no luck at the Valley last start. As I said, this race may be a touch strong, but a big odds he might run a cheeky race. Carl?
Best bet for me is race 8. And the horse I'm going for there is number 12, Tango Rock. I like the way he found the line first up. Jumped from the outside barrier of over 1,000 metres. He got way too far back, and he ran on nicely for third behind Taikiado, who actually won in track record time. We saw him measure up in strong three-year-old grade last season. I think Tango Rock, despite that wide barrier, he'll be getting back and finding the line. I think Land of Freedom is the big danger. He can be a bit headstrong. He does have a bit of gear on his head, but he certainly looks the big danger. The value selection comes up in race 6. That's number 8, Shockaholic. Also worth noting, Joel, and I'm sure the listeners will be well aware, but plenty of dual acceptors over the weekend, so take notice of these horses. Plenty of them are entered for Saturday and Monday, and many of them won't back up. But Shockaholic, this horse was very good, I thought, last time. He raced in restricted room the last 100 metres. He probably should have finished closer to the winner, Aurum Spirit. I think his form lines do read well for that race, whereby there probably isn't quite that much depth.
All right, moving across to Rosehill Gardens on Saturday. They have the 9-race card. No black type racing, so once again, straight into the best and value. I made France my best, race 2, number 4. Promising sort. He trialled super before that fresh up win. It was a good win. He's been kept up to the mark with another recent trial. I think he can measure up to this tougher company. And my value, again from the Snowden Yard, is Hand from Above. Race 8, number 11. He had no luck last start. That was his first run back from a spell. He was held up and should have gone close to winning. Drawn wide. Might be a few scratchings in the race, a few double acceptors, but he can run well.
Yeah, Disgraceful is my best of the day. Race 9, number 14. This horse trialled similarly pleasingly before an excellent first up run over this track and distance in May. Her most recent win was first up over 1,200 metres at Randwick 13 months ago. So always is a good first up performer, and I'm expecting Disgraceful to get back and find the line nicely. Value bet comes up in the race early, going against your selection there, Hand from Above. I've got it in for third, but I'm putting in Star Wars number 3 as the top selection there. It does have to carry a little bit of weight, gets a bit of weight relief from the claim. I thought the first up run was very good. It got back, it made ground up along the inside. Strong through the line, I'm expecting it to be much fitter. It's got a great record for Gerald Ryan, won 5 of 14, was 1 from 20 with the previous stable. So Gerald Ryan seems to have the key with this horse, and it's improving all the time. And it is Magic Millions eligible, so you never know, a good run here might see it go up to the Gold Coast.
Gawler on Saturday. I haven't had much of a look at the meeting. I knew that there's a horse I've been following called Peninsula Lynx, race 8, number 12, stepping out of maiden company. Decent run first start, no luck, and then just missed second start. Did win the maiden last time. Maybe one worth following, race 8, number 12. But Carl, you've looked at Gawler a lot harder than me. What have you come up with?
Yeah, got it in for fourth, Peninsula Lynx, but certainly got the chance. Just don't know how that three-year-old filly's going to measure up against the older opposition. And for that reason, I've actually got my best bet in that race, which is Alaskan Jade, race 8, number 5. This horse has been placed at all three runs this campaign, including a placing behind Go Down at Mooney Valley. And the last start run was quite nice behind One More Daisy, finding the line nicely in that small field. Races on the home track. Darren Magro's always got a great record in his home circuit. I'm sure this race would be circled on the calendar a long way in advance. Value selection comes up in race 7. It's number 5, Halia Rothstar. Get back run on type, who just was an absolute emphatic winner last time at Murray Bridge, won by 7. And the form prior was actually quite good as well in restricted company, even contested the Durbridge at listed weight for age conditions 5 starts ago. Runs in this series final, the Star of Christmas final, doesn't have all that much depth to it, and I think Hayley Rothstar can get the money, particularly with that 3 kilo claim.
All right, I see half of the field in that race are last start winners. Moving across to Doomben on Saturday, 8 race card, again, no black type. My best is in the last, Top Tone. It's a competitive race. This is one of the hardest Brisbane programs I've seen for a long time. You can make a case for many chances in most of the races, but Top Tone's my best, race 8, number 3. Got the cash at good odds, 2 runs back, and then stepped up in class. He tackled a pretty good race last week, and he gave a bit of cheek, poked through on the rails and looked a bit of a hope, and ended up finishing 4th. This is easier. He does go up in weight, but he'll give you a great sight up on the pace. And Crooked Blaze is my value. Now, the track's in the soft range at the moment. If the track's firm, they are predicting a few showers, but he needs it firm, Crooked Blaze, race 6, number 5. He's a talented galloper. His best Sydney form has him right in this. Now, he's about 30-1. As I said, he's got no form on tracks we've given it. He has won a trial leading into this, so he's going well enough. And if it's a firm track, I think he can run a bit of a price at good odds. It's also the jockey State of Origin Jockey Series there on Saturday, the second leg, races 4 and 5. Over to Ascot on Saturday, and there is a black type race there. It's listed ATA Stakes, race 7, and my numbers are 8, 5, 6, 2. I've gone Dark Musket, who didn't run a bad race at weight for age last week. He's on the quick backup to beat 5-star Exhibit, 6 Dark Alert, and 2 Dubai Escapade. My best is McCavity, race 6, number 5. Comes through some softer races, but it was a strong win last start. He drops 3 kilos on that, and he's a progressive type. I think he can continue to go through the grades. And my value is Uptown Funk, race 3, number 5. 2 runs this time in, both in listed mares company. She hasn't had a lot of luck. She's drawn wide gates, gotten back, and she's actually worked to the line quite well to finish around midfield on both occasions. This is a bit easier, and she can improve third up. There's just one meeting in New Zealand on Saturday. It is at Pukekura. My best bet is Light 'em Up, race 1, number 6. And my value is Silver Cloud, a first starter that's trialled okay, race 2, number 11. But that is Saturday, done and dusted. Monday, Boxing Day, of course. We see a bit more black type action, and probably the fields are a little better. Perhaps not as big, but quality is up a little bit on the Saturday racing. We'll kick off with Caulfield, where we have 2 black type events. Race 6 is the Christmas Stakes for the sprinters. I'm with Sir Bacchus, number 5, to beat 6 Duke of Brunswick, 9 Murder the Flirt, and 10 Lucky Liberty. Sir Bacchus is my best for the meeting. He's had a bit of a freshen up since Flemington, where he finished 6th down the straight behind Flippant. He was impressive the start before at Mooney Valley, beating the very promising Redkirk Warrior.
I've got my best bet in the race as well. It's Duke of Brunswick, race 6, number 6. First up from a spell, a really good performer at Caulfield, particularly over 1,200 metres, and he's capable first up. His most recent jump out at Sandown Hillside was good. It was over 800 metres down the back straight, got back in the field, and when asked for an effort over that final 300 metres, he really showed a neat turn of foot to run into third. I think he'll be awfully hard to beat. He'll give you a great run for your money. Got him ahead of 4 Grande Rossos, 2 from 3 for Lindsay Park. From 5 Sir Bacchus, freshens, as you said, Joel, on those Mooney Valley performances in the spring. You certainly can't ignore them. And for 4th, number 9, Mert the Flow. There's always some sort of chance at Caulfield over the 1,200 to 1,400 metre distance range. The only other one worth mentioning in my mind is Lucky Liberty.
Okay, well, we've just we've sort of got all the same numbers there. Race 7 is the Lord Stakes. Just the 9 runners go around. Number 1, Kenja Wood's got to give a bit of weight to his rivals, but I've gone his way to beat 6, Kutalan, who, as I mentioned earlier, is in at Sandown on Saturday. 2, Master of Arts was good first up, and 7, Hell or High Water. Up in class, but she's doing a good job on speed and building a good record.
And for that reason, I've got her on top. Number 7, Hell or High Water. She's won 4 of her past 5. Mares in form, they usually hold it. She's lightly weighted with the 54 kilos. I think Kenja Wood will lead, and I'm expecting Hell or High Water to just follow its every move and get every possible chance to overrun it in the straight with the 6 kilo advantage. So I got 7 to beat 1. 5, Chul Party in for 3rd. I liked his first up effort. There were low expectations going into that race. He certainly exceeded them. They ran along very hard, and he was good through the line. He's got a touch of class, Chul Party, as we know from his 3-year-old days. Hopefully he gets somewhere near to his best. And 4th, number 2, Master of Arts, who comes out of the same race. 7-1-5-2.
All right. As mentioned, my best is Sir Bacchus. We're going head-to-head. Carl's best is Duke of Brunswick in race 6. My value is King's Command, race 8, number 3. Won well first up. Was okay down the straight last time. Divine Mr. Arty blew his rivals away. King's Command wasn't bad running 5th, I think, up to 1,400 back around a bend. He did win over this distance third up last prep.
And my value's in that same race as well. Race 8, number 2, the new boy. I think his first two runs this campaign have been excellent. He's gone forward from wide barriers. He's had tough 3 wide runs on both occasions, and he's done a great job to finish within the vicinity of the place getters, just outside the placings on each time. Third up, stays at 1,400, which is his pet distance. He again draws wide. That's the worry. If he can somehow get an economical run, even one away from the fence, but it'd be lovely if he found the rail first. But if it's not this weekend for the new boy, I'm sure it's just around the corner. He's ready to win a race, and you can always back him with a bit of confidence each way.
All right, Royal Randwick on Monday. We have a Group 3. It is the Summer Cup, race 6 on the card. Field of 8. I've got number 3, Malice. He had a long drought, but he managed to win last start. The ATC Cup came from last and won well. I think he can go on with the job. Obviously, he had that drought. You're never too keen on them to back up, but I think he'll be hard to beat. 1 Emovatio is the interesting runner. First go out to this distance. His class will take him a long way. He's racing well. 4 Destiny's Kiss, not as well suited on the firmer track, but good win last start, and 5 Centre Pivot in for 4.
Yeah, I've gone with Malice as my best bet. I just think his ATC Cup win was very good from the back of the field, and stays with 56.5, and I think he's the one to beat again from 1 Amavatio. I didn't think the run was all that bad in the Villiers. Third number 5 Centre Pivot will appreciate getting up in distance, and for 4th number 4 Destiny's Kiss, well, won't get the conditions to suit as it did last time around, but always got a respect in this sort of company.
All right, my best is Tactical Advantage, race 2, number 2. Not a bad field this, few nice types, but he's come back in super order this prep. His trials were outstanding. He went to Canterbury night meeting. I think he opened $1.60, ended up getting out to about $2.30, and just rounded up his rivals and won with ease. I think he's going places. I think he can win again. And Del Cielo, I made my value. I'm really not keen on the rest of the program, to be honest, but Del Cielo's a classy customer when right, gelded in the break, and resumed for Chris Lees. He ran really well at Muswellbrook. He's been kept fresh. He was in a couple of weeks ago, drew wide. They sent him to the trials instead. 1,000 metres, still short of his best trip, but Blake Shin to ride. I think he'll be hard to beat. But as I said, not overly keen on the program.
Gone with Malice as my best, race 6, number 3. I went with Del Cielo on top as well, race 5, number 2. I really like that Muswellbrook run. He bombed the start. He was hunted up on the fence, and he still attacked the line. So he's got a lot of class, and I'm sure it'll be winning races shortly. And race 8, number 9, is my value selection. I am impressed. This horse was fourth beaten just under two lengths last time. Got back in the field, held up briefly by memory, and hit the line nicely. I think it was three back the fence, held up coming into the straight, and got clear the last 150. All these races are kind of blending into one another. So pretty sure the run of I'm Impressed was quite good that day. And in that last race, I think he's going to start a decent H-way quote as well. Andrew Atkins aboard, and he's going to be a good price.
All right, Morfettville on Monday, and there is a black type race there. It's the Christmas Handicap, race 7. On the card, Carl, how are we playing the Christmas Handicap this year?
It used to be over the 1400 at the old Cheltenham, the 1450, then the 1400 in the Parks track. Now we're back to the 1200 on the main track. An interesting race, several dual acceptors. I've gone with Lupe Di Capio for Jamie Carr, and this horse is fitter for the two runs this campaign. A really good first up winner, and I think he's the one to be. Got the head of number 7, Mio Dio, who won three in a row, then dropped back from 1250 to 1000 and wasn't disgraced last time. Really will appreciate getting back out to 6 furlongs. Then I've thrown in 2 Casino Wizard and 3 Taco. 4, 7, 2, and 3.
All right, I see Peninsula Lynx, also mentioned earlier at Gawler, is in race 5. 3-year-old race, looks to have a bit of depth to that field.
That's right, Alter Side's going to be very hard to beat. But yeah, Chapel City, and there's a few last start winners there, so it's a really nice race.
Had a little something on Alter Side first start, then ran in that stakes race at Sandown, was beaten last start. Back to South Australia. Sunshine Coast is the Queensland meeting on Monday. Just $20,000 races, does hold a Metro status. However, there's a few maidens there. My best is Serge Blanco, race 4, number 6. A few raps on this horse. He was heavily tried when he was set to make his debut, then was late scratching. He did eventually make his debut over 1,000 and hit the line well for 5th. I think 1,200 will suit him just nicely. And my value bet is Martial Art, race 8, number 6. Best known for his efforts over further, but his fresh record's good. He's won 2 from 3 fresh. Recent trial and a trial at Deegan had a bit of depth to it, didn't think was all that bad, so he might be a bit of value, might be ready to run a race fresh, Martial Art in race 8. And New Zealand on Monday, certainly a big meeting, Ellerslie. I think there's 3 race meetings there on Monday, but Ellerslie certainly attracting plenty of interest. 10 races, we've got a Group 2, a listed race, and the Group 1 Zabeel Classic at Wait for Age. With a bit of interest in it. A Volkstock and Barrel up against Hassel Hoof, the stable mates, and Lady LaFay back in New Zealand. Chris Waller trained mare that's been running around down here and in Sydney. I went the way of number 5, Sound Proposition. He's a talented horse, placed in New Zealand Derby behind Mongolian Khan. He came back, he won the Easter Handicap Group 1 Mile. His first up run this prep was good. Last start, jockey reporter didn't really handle the softer track. It was a dead 6, soft 7, and he was a bit disappointing. But on firmer ground out to 2,000, I think he's a big improver. Got him ahead of Volkstock and Barrel, Hassel Hoof, and I did throw Lady LaFay in for 4th. My best for Ellerslie is Barnaby, which is race 5, number 3. Well-bred type. First two runs back were a bit below par, but he's really hit form of late. His next two runs, he's been narrowly beaten. And he certainly gets his chance to win on Monday, and Sound Proposition was my value. A couple of horses to watch. Knight's Watch, race 3, number 9. OTI owned Galloper, who was impressive on debut. Decent step up in class. We'll find out how good he is on Monday. And the 8 Carat Classic, Volpe Veloce, odds on favourite, unbeaten, should be hard to beat. Number 13, She Brings Joy. Philly, I think, will be suited as she gets up over a bit of ground. Might be a bit of a roughie to have a look at. Do you have any thoughts on that?
Oh, it's a really good meeting. I mean, even like I think Hall of Fame's going around. I don't know if you touched
on
that race.
He's in the race of Knight's Watch. So, yeah, you've got Knight's Watch, who's one start, one win. He's up against Hall of Fame. Dark Universe is 2 for 2. Jon Snow is also coming out of the Guineas, as is Hall of Fame. And Windspill.
Windspill, that was the other one. Yeah, decent race. I mean, really good racing all day long at Ellerslie. I think there's probably 4 or 5 must-watch races. That 8 Carat Classic's always a good race. I think there's the Devise, the horse in the colours of Recite. The white with the sea change colours. You'll probably know.
The Oak Star, white with the blue band. Yeah.
Bingo. So she's a really good filly. Plenty of good races. The Group 1 race is probably a bit ho-hum. I think there's, you know, they're the same old, same old.
Group 1, yeah.
Exactly. But I think gearing up towards the Trentham Mile and the Thorndon Mile, and a few other Group 1s later on in the season, it's going to be quite interesting to start following New Zealand up until March.
Okie dokie. All right. Well, that just about takes us out. Record time too, I think. We're going to get within about 22 minutes, which is a good timing with all those meetings, but we've covered them off quickly.
Maybe Barks is the one who's the problem.
Yeah, well, it's all like joking around. It just holds us back, but at least we've gotten through them. Hopefully we found plenty of winners. Don't forget to pick up your winning post. It's out Friday morning, first thing in most places, and you'll have form for Friday, Saturday, not Sunday, of course, it's Christmas Day, but you will have form.
Well, we got form for it.
Yeah. You'll have form for Monday, all the Monday meetings, and next week will be the same, out as usual, with form for Saturday and for the big New Year's Day programs. On the Sunday, we need a $20 bet. Should have thought of this before I asked the question.
I'll go the new boy in the final event on the card at Caulfield, the whole long weekend, just doing so because we won't be branded a loser until right at the death. So the new boy there in that final race on an H-way basis.
Yeah, well, all right. Well, I'll go Monday as well. And, I'm going head-to-head with you, Sir Bacchus. Race 6, number 5.
It's the Daily Double.
Well, you could have $10 on Sir Bacchus and Duke of Brunswick, I guess, if your loyalties are tied. But if you're with me, I'm with Sir Bacchus. Hopefully, there's a few winners there. Hopefully, you have a good Christmas. Hopefully, Santa's very kind to all of you. Keep safe, drive safe, drink lots of water, of course. And we will be back next week with the Preview Podcast.